Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Jonathan Johnson is in the house with us, Newport Elder Law. Do we still use Newport Elder Law?
Yeah, Meyer Law Firm.
Meyer Law Firm. We got a whole host of names so people understand what you're doing.
That's kind of it. Yep.
Right? So that's the whole idea. We appreciate you being here. And if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me again directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Let's check out the celebrations of the day. Got a lot to talk about today, so we're going to have quite a bit of fun, but we'll get through our celebrations quickly. I don't know, American Eagle Day, I like that one. I can't even pronounce this one, so I'm not going to. Nystagmus Day. I don't know what that is. Hike with a Geek Day. Now, if you're a geek, do you really hike? I'm a geek. I don't hike. National Vanilla Milkshake Day. I like that one. We'll go there. I think our studio audience likes that one as well. And we've got National Ice Cream Soda Day. Where do you even go for an ice cream soda anymore? I don't know. Bob's Big Boy's gone. So I guess. Did anybody miss the celebration yesterday? I did not. It was National Martini Day. So we did not miss that one. I hope you did not miss that either. Checking out the markets this morning. What is happening in the markets? They've been pretty exciting today. They've been going straight up, although they did take a little bit of a turn south. The markets opened up a couple hundred points. Now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 160 points. Also looking at the S&P 500, up 17.5 points. Oil, there might be some. That's fascinating watching what's going on with oil. Oil is up $3 a barrel right now. Could it be because of the presidential tweet this morning following Iran deciding that they were going to shoot down an American drone in international waters? We're going to have to watch that one and see what kind of a response we do see from the president on that. I think it's about time for Iran to realize that they can't keep doing this kind of stuff and getting away with it. And we are on the way. Remember I told you, remember? I should have gone back and had my staff take a look, but we have no budget here, so I didn't do it. But we should have gone back and taken a look to see what day was it that I told you at that when the U.S. 10-year Treasury was right around 215, 220. And do you remember me saying to you that we were going down to about 193? Well, today we're at 198.8 on that U.S. 10-year Treasury. 198.8. We are still heading southbound, so we're going to watch that one, see where that continues to move. And you know, it's going to keep going down. I've shared that with you. We are heading probably the end of next year to all-time lows on the 10-year Treasury. Now, why are we doing that? Why is that happening? Why don't you know about it? Why is nobody talking about it? Well, you got to listen to Ron Siegel Radio. We've got the information here. Fascinating enough, I spent the afternoon where a whole lot of geeks were spending the afternoon yesterday. Yeah, that was at the Chapman University Economic Forecast. That would be where many of us geeks spent the day. So we were over there, we were watching the forecast, we were seeing what and then yesterday is the update. We do it twice a year, the geeks get together, and we talk about this. We have the economic forecast from Chapman University is every year in December. It will be December 10th coming up. But in June, they have the economic forecast update. They're going to give you an idea. Are we on the right track? Did we hit the measures? Are we doing what we thought was going to happen? All of that kind of good stuff would go on. And yesterday was that economic forecast update. And you know something? Chapman seems to be in the same discussion as I am. They actually shared the same information. Do you think it could be that many, many decades ago I studied with Jim Doty? I don't know. Maybe that's part of the issue, and Jim runs that forecast over there. But hey, you know something? Here's the issue. I'm going to share this with you right now. Why is it that not only is the 10-year treasury going to keep going down, but it's a good idea? Why is that happening? Why do people want to keep going there? Well, here's the issue. When you put money into the United States 10-year bond, you get 1.989 is the interest rate today, 1.989. Okay, it's not a lot of money, especially if you are a senior citizen. We're going to be talking about senior citizens a lot today. But if you're a senior citizen, you're probably looking at that saying, you know, something that's hard to live off of. Well, why would you want to live off of that? There's other places you can put your money. We've got a lot of financial advisors that are in with Ron Siegel Radio that can help you with that. But here's the issue. If you take that same amount of money and you go to, maybe say Germany, say you're a German citizen and you say, I want to know what I can do with my money. I want to put it in a safe, secure investment. Well, let's take a look and see what can they do over in Germany with their 10-year. Wait. You don't even get all your money back, right? So the German 10-year, you're going to lose 0.32% on your money. Put the money in, you don't get it all back. In Japan, you're going to put your money into their 10-year, you put it in there, and it's a negative 0.165. In the UK, you make money there, you get 0.81. So you are getting all your money back. So let me ask you this. If you are a German business and you have money that you want to tie up, or a German citizen, and you want to put money into something safe and secure, do you want to put it into Germany and not get your money back? Or do you want to put it into the U.S. and get a measly 1.987? Do you want to put the money into your Japan 10-year and not get all your money back? Or put it into the U.S. and get a measly 1.987? Do you want to put it in Italy? The answer there, you understand that answer. You don't even want to put your money there, right? But they're going to get a little more money, but there's more risk in the money. You're going to get your money back because you've got the full faith of the U.S. government. That's why people put their money into the U.S. 10-year. Now, you continue to put more money into that U.S. 10-year, and people are realizing, hey, you know something? I could put my money there. I know it's coming back to me. Am I going to get it all back? Yeah. Am I going to get more than all of it back? Well, not a whole lot more, but that's the safety. So there's a lot of money coming into that. Money coming into it means demand is up. When demand is up, the price goes south, right? So that yield is going to continue to save us money. It's going to continue to drop. And as the economies of the world are continuing to show challenges, right? When the economies go down, the governments, the central banks, right, they start wanting to ease the money supply. Now, we heard that yesterday, right? Didn't we hear that one from the Federal Reserve? We were watching that for you also about 11 o'clock yesterday. We saw the commentary come out from the Fed chairman and what they were thinking about, right? So we're going to be looking at 1 to 2 interest rate reductions over the rest of this year. So our interest rates are going to go down, where the Federal Reserve is continuing to buy back treasuries. That's still going to cause more supply or demand, right? The demand is there. That means the price of the bond goes up. Whenever the price of the bond goes up, yields go down. So we've been watching all of that for you. You've heard all of that information when we've talked about it on Ron Siegel Radio. Now, what does that mean for us in California? Well, homes are becoming more affordable. We're also seeing that homes are starting to sell a little bit faster than they were. That's more data that came from the Chapman University economic forecast yesterday. Orange County, the job growth is not so hot. Ironically enough, the economy of California, and I hear all these people, fifth largest economy of the world. Take out Silicon Valley and see what that happens, right? 8% growth out of Silicon Valley. The rest of the state is negative. Right. So that's just an issue to remember right there. Of course, some of that may have to do with our leadership in Washington. You think that could be? Oh, or lack of leadership in Washington. That could be part of that there as well.
A little air superiority.
So we're going to continue watching all of these issues for you. We will continue chatting about them so you understand how does all this affect you. But right now, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, veterans, there are some rule changes in the aid and attendance programs. We're going to chat about that with our guru. The outdated AB Trust, do you have a trust that's an AB Trust? Did you know it's outdated? I didn't. But hey, that's not my job. My job is to bring you the people that can talk to you about it, that can educate you on it. That's their job. That's why you need to have that kind of guidance on a regular basis. We'll also talk about why is so much paperwork required to get a mortgage? Is it a lot of paperwork required to get a mortgage? Well, we're going to chat about that as well. And young first-time buyers, are they saving for their dream homes or are they saving for their first homes? We'll talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. You've got the phone. Call me at 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with the right folks that can help you with your mortgage. What's happening in the market right now? The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it was up over 250 points earlier. It is up 45 points right now. It's coming back down. The S&P 500, that is up 1779. NASDAQ is only up 33 points right now as we speak. 10-year Treasury, that the yield is down at 1.98. We spoke about that in the last segment. What is happening with the newly named Universal Mortgage Backed Security? That is up 14 basis points, which means interest rates are down. We like to hear that one, right? So lower interest rates means good stuff for everybody. Why is all that happening? Because you can find all that information. That is on the super secret website, google.com, right? You can get that information there. The question about the why is not there. So we are seeing that the 10-year trading a little below 2%. It's actually dipped beneath where we had been thinking about for quite a while. Stocks, mortgage bonds, they are going up. The 10-year, they all like the Fed statement yesterday. That was part of the big issue. So first time in 2.5 years that the 10-year bond, the Federal Reserve 10-year bond, is below 2%. First time in 2.5 years. Again, the Fed left the rates unchanged as we expected yesterday, but they were removed. Here's the fascinating part. They took one word out of their statement from last meeting, and the markets went crazy. So what is that one word? Did you catch the one word? Very simple. Patient. Right? So the Fed took the word patient out of their statement, set the table for a rate cut at their next meeting in July. When they went into the meeting yesterday, or the announcement, we had an 82% chance of a rate cut, according to the markets. Now the rate, it's expected 100% certainty that there will be a rate cut at the next meeting. Now, if they don't cut, then the market's going to be surprised, not going to like that. If they do cut, probably be pretty benign right there. So it's not going to mean a whole heck of a lot. Other economic news, the initial jobless claims measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. 216,000 claims last week, the reading of 216, 6,000 lower or better than the week before. This is the sample week. So this is the week that they will be using for the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers when they come out for the June employment numbers. So this is the week that gets used for that. Now, here's the issue, because a lot of folks ask that question as well that came from Chapman University yesterday. The delta between the U6, that's a Bureau of Labor Statistics unemployed and underemployed number. So that number is still high. The spread between that and the U3, which is where we get our unemployment number, that numbers, those are too high. So that's why we still have room for more growth, even though a lot of people think we're at full employment. Philly Fed Manufacturing Survey, that was pretty anemic. That was not a good number that came out this morning as well. So we'll watch all those things, and that kind of gives you the answers to why do I say that the 10-year Treasury is going to continue to drop? What is going on there? Like I say, you can go get the information anywhere, but the what filters into it, that's kind of what we're watching there for you. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you again by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Jonathan Johnson is our guest this morning. We get to chat with him. We get to get educated. Again, Jonathan Johnson, Meyer Law Group, Meyer Law Firm. Yeah. Eventually, I'll figure out the name of the company. It's only been, what, 5 or 6 That's years okay. that you guys have been coming That's on the show?
Glad to be here.
Newport Elder Law. Hey, just the caveat that I like to give every time. So remember, Jonathan is not giving us any legal advice. We're just trying to educate people. That's what we do on Ron Siegel Radio. If you want legal advice, call Jonathan. He'll set you up with an appointment with one of the attorneys, and you can get legal advice that way. That's how we do it. So, Jonathan, you had made a comment, or I made a comment, but I need you to explain it. Changes in the VA aid and attendance program.
Yeah, back in October, so it's been a while since I've been on your show.
Yeah.
The VA finally enacted a change that they had been talking about for many years, actually, to introduce a look-back period to see what you've been doing with your assets. So anytime you try to get this specific, this is not a service-connected pension by any means. This has nothing to do with being a combat veteran or injured while you're service-connected. This is a long-term care benefit for age-blind and 65 and older for the VA for a wartime veteran. And wartime does not mean combat. I just want to clarify that piece. So they had changed the rules for that.
So wait, back up a minute, though.
Yes, please.
Wartime, like right now, there's been a declaration of war for the last 20 years, roughly.
Yeah.
So even if you don't go to combat, you're still a wartime veteran?
Correct.
Okay.
And so mainly, though, we're not dealing with anybody who's been doing it for the last 20 years because they're not seniors yet and they're not, you know, taking advantage of the long-term care benefit. And again, this is not a service-connected. So the rules have not changed for a service-connected, which don't have an asset and income limitation.
Okay.
So for the long-term care piece, which is lovingly referred to as the VA aid in attendance, but it's really a special pension, is the rules have changed, and those have asset requirements, much like Medi-Cal or other public benefits out there.
Okay.
Previous to October of 2018, if you had transferred money to a loved one or a trust or even bought a specific type of annuity, you could qualify for that benefit on an asset basis. Without any penalty or disqualification. In October, they had changed that. So now you have to be extraordinarily careful of when you apply, moving money, gifting it, or even buying certain financial products to be able to qualify for that benefit. So it's turned into what used to be kind of an emergency plan where we'd be able to get a partial long-term care benefit for somebody at home or in an assisted living or even a nursing home. And now it's more pre-planned. So meaning you have to start planning and moving money into a trust or that kind of thing, or purchasing financial product well before the look back period that they've introduced.
And how long is that look back period, or is it variable?
Well, it actually is not. It is now matched what the national version of Medi-Cal called Medicaid is, and that's a 5-year look back period.
Wow. Okay.
So now if you, not to panic anybody, if you transferred money before October of 2018, it doesn't count. So basically, it's right now the look back period is only till October of 2018, and then it will move a day after that, every day after that.
So does that mean if I have, like in some of the other programs where I have to get rid of my house and all of those things?
Well, most programs you don't have to get rid of your house. You just really have to make sure, and especially don't do that because there are big capital gains issues with that a lot of times, especially in the state of California.
Sure.
If you were trying to lower your assets by strategically gifting them, putting them in types of irrevocable trust, even certain annuities that are called SPIAs, single premium immediate annuities, not to get overly complicated, you can't do that now within that 5-year look back period or after October of 2018.
So the government's always really good at these different issues of setting this type of thing up. Mm-hmm. And the private sector seems like they're generally pretty good at finding alternatives.
Yes, loopholes.
Right.
That's a nice way of saying loopholes.
So have you found those already?
There are certain things you can do, of course. There are things that you're legally able to do. And that's the loophole. A lot of people don't like that. Well, why should we be getting a public benefit? You know, why take for taxes? You want to use their laws for a reason, to protect the vulnerable,
sure,
to protect the spouses, to protect the people, the survivors who need that money. And the one who's ill, who needs the money to take care of them. As we have talked about, for a long time, long-term care is extraordinarily expensive.
Sure.
So we do the things that are legal, that are allowable, that are that preserve the dignity. So I'm actually not upset that they've shown a look-back period, because what I always tell my clients, they say, oh, so we're hiding the money. I said, no, we're actually highlighting it. We show Medi-Cal or the VA what we're doing. And so look-back periods don't bother me at all. It's just you got to be careful now not to do it on your own even more. I always say that the legislators and the lawyers are in cahoots, because the harder they make the laws, the more you need a lawyer.
Right.
Like the harder they make the tax code, the more you need a CPA.
Well, they're all lawyers.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Right. I mean, so they're going to protect their comrades.
Right. And so anytime they make it harder for the client, you need it more for the, you need an attorney, even all that, all the more for needing that. And so at that point too, you want to make sure you have a trusted advisor that you're using. So a lot of the people out there that were trying to do this on their own really shouldn't, because they're going to, you know, possibly make a longer penalty for them. And the penalty doesn't mean anybody's going to jail, just meaning they're not going to pay for a long time.
And that's a big issue, because they're now, and you highlighted this earlier, which is great, is that this aid in attendance that hasn't changed for the disabled.
Right,
for the service disabled.
Yeah, so it's not called an aid in attendance. It's called a pension. It's a service-connected pension. And so basically, or service-connected disability. You might have a friend who's younger or even older that says, oh, I'm 10%, 30%, 40% disability. That's a disability rating that you get from connected to your service. This is not that. This is a wartime veteran. You could have been sitting in Nebraska while the Vietnam War was going on, and you were a wartime veteran. So there are three types of veterans, right? You have the ones who've served our country. Well, there are many types, but the main types anyway. You have the ones who serve our country just doing whatever they're doing right now and in the past. Thank you for your service, right?
Right.
Then you have your combat veterans who have actually seen war, who've been boots on the ground during that time. And then you have your wartime veterans who were serving during the wartime. And that's what this is. This is, again, you didn't have to see action. Now, service connected doesn't mean a war connected pension. You could be doing training at your base and blown out your knee by, you know, running or marching. And I'm sure a lot of my Marines are laughing at that. then you can get a disability pension from that or benefit from that. That is rated, and that's basically designed to supplement your any kind of loss of ability to work in a certain profession.
Okay, but there's another part of it, though, where you can actually get a benefit that pays for, like, the long-term care.
Yeah, that's
we'll talk about that when we come back.
Aid and attendance benefit.
Exactly. We'll talk about that when we come back. We actually have helped one family, a service-disabled, 100% service disabled, never filed a tax return, never had a job since he's back, and his wife doesn't work, and they were able to buy a new house. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat a little bit about young first-time buyers. Are they saving for their dream home or their first home? Why is so much paperwork required to get a mortgage? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I do deliver it every day. You can reach me at any time, 800-306-1990. Hey, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Young first-time buyers saving for their dream homes. Millennials and Gen Z, they're what we call young buyers, have waited longer than previous generations to enter the housing market for the first time. However, this hasn't stopped them from dreaming about the home they will eventually buy. Many spend hours searching listings and building boards of their favorite home features. According to a survey from Open Listings, 70% of single renters are more likely to spend their Sunday night swiping through house listings than dating profiles. Figure that one out. The question is, I wonder if people are really answering that question honestly. All that time window shopping has led 45% of millennials to expect the first home they buy to be their dream home. They're willing to wait longer, save more for a larger down payment, and are pickier about the listings they want to tour and the features they want to see in their first home. Waiting a little longer to buy a home than their parents or grandparents did also help young buyers become more established in their careers prior to making such a large purchase. Lawrence Yoon, NAR's National Association of Realtors chief economist, recently commented, "Older millennials are now entering the prime earning stages of their careers, and the size and costs of homes they purchase reflect this. Their choices are falling more in line with their Gen X and Boomer counterparts. In some areas of the country, high competition in the starter home market forces young buyers to wait longer. The extra money they save during that time opens their search to bigger, more expensive homes. If this trend continues, older millennials will skip the starter home altogether, going straight into a trade-up or premium home instead. If you're one of the many young renters planning on buying, hey, check out that new tool that we released, totally free. Get you text messages, it's called a digest, right? So you go to mbelinks.com/revalue or text revalue to 79564. You can set up what your dream home is, and you'll constantly get information about that when there's something new on the market that meets your needs. And hey, maybe you can go back to looking at different items on Sunday nights. I'm just throwing that out there. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Again, find that dream home before someone else does. Chatting this morning, Jonathan Johnson is in the house. We've been talking about veterans this morning, a lot of chat about veterans. So, Jonathan, during the break, I was sharing with you what we started to talk about at the end of the last segment. One of the best loans, I've been in the loan business many decades now, more than I want to talk about. I think we're actually in our third decade of doing loans. Yeah, some of the Gen Xers, sorry about that.
I'm in my second decade doing elder law, so I got you.
So one of my favorite files that we helped on, one of the favorite families, a 100% service disabled So he had never had, wasn't able to work, right? 100% disabled.
That's a severe disability.
Yeah. Couldn't work. Got a benefit, you know, his veterans benefit, and needed full-time care. So his wife was actually his caregiver, and she got her benefit. Neither one of those are taxed. So we were able to help them buy a new home, never ever having had a job. They were able to buy a new home.
I love that.
So they own their own house.
These programs are there for that very reason. I mean, veterans that are in that situation shouldn't have to struggle for really anything.
And one of the shameful parts with the vast majority of the veterans that I talk to is they leave the service and they put their life on the lines, many of them, right? Some of them see combat, some don't. But we all know that whether they've seen combat or not,
it's still a sacrifice.
Right.
Yeah.
Still a sacrifice. You're away from your family. You're giving you're serving your country, so that we can actually do what we're doing in the mornings, right? Or all day long. Right. And when it's time for them to get out, they put them through a very, very quick briefing of what their benefits are. And they're really just thinking, hey, I want to get home to my loved ones. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand the benefits that you're talking about today.
And it's a tripwire. I mean, there's lots of different, there's so many different VA benefits. And that's why I was trying to articulate, you know, hey, don't panic. Nothing's changed for you if you already have your benefits. This is a long-term care benefit for long-term care needs.
Now, I know that you consult with veterans and other elders on a regular basis. Do you do seminars for the veterans?
Yes,
whatnot?
We do workshops all the time, actually. In fact, thanks for that little push. Next week, next week we are speaking in the city of Fountain Valley on Wednesday at 6:30. So feel free to come on out. We on our website at meierfirm.com, MEIERFIRM.com. You can register for that event.
And so it's next week?
Yep, next week, next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's at Fountain Valley right before the 4th of July, just to kind of get that information before you go back to your, you know, family and chat. And a lot of times people do get together with families and they say, gee, mom and dad are starting to slip a little bit. You know, maybe we should talk about their long-term care plans, those kinds of things.
Are people still buying long-term care?
Yeah, and I actually love long-term care for the, you know, you just have to run the numbers like anything else. You know, I think long-term care insurance is a fantastic product if you can get it.
Right.
Yeah, and there are lots of different kinds of products out there.
And again, that's another one of those items that, you know, you might be able to get it if you understand the way to do it, because there's always back doors. A lot of the life insurance policies now have a rider.
That's my favorite. Actually, I don't like the pay-as-you-go as much.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, the rates go up as you age. My mom has a fantastic policy, but the rates still go up. They don't even make it anymore. It's an unlimited policy. You know, she got it 15 years ago, and her rates keep getting adjusted up further up, even though it's a fantastic company. But they're going up at a time where her income is staying static. And so I like the long-term, the whole life policies with the long-term care rider, because you are going to get a benefit, or your family will. You're going to die and have a benefit. You're going to have a long-term care need and take that benefit. Or you can even borrow against it or cash it out. It's a fantastic tool if you can qualify for it. It's expensive, but it's worth it.
Well, and, you know, again, it's part of the package. And I know a lot of the Index Universal Life, IUL programs that I endorse. I don't sell them. I have no compensation
nor
for
them.
Nor
do I. I don't have any skin in that game. Just
right.
The planning we do, I love when we have long-term care insurance. But a lot of times you overbuy. You don't need so much insurance.
Right.
You got to factor in your income and other benefits. And that's kind of what we do. We put all those together. Like maybe you use some with your long-term care, some with your VA benefits, some with your private pay, you know, and you mix it so you don't spend everything down and you have options. Because when you're out of money, you're out of options.
And that's the big issue right there, is that so many people just don't understand that, and they don't know where to go to get that education, right? I mean, you can look on Google, and you're going to find 75 articles. You're going to have 80 opinions out of those 75 articles. I mean, no offense to attorneys, but you can generally get two per attorney, right? That's just the way it goes. They're
very
giving
true.
You options.
Very true.
Right? So the bottom line is where do you go? You got to get somebody, and I highly recommend Meyer Law Firm. I've been talking to them and dealing with them and chatting for many, many years now. We had a great relationship. Again, I don't work for them. I don't get paid by them or any of that kind of stuff.
You couldn't. I mean, it's right. Illegal.
Right. Yeah. So, right. There you go. So, but I have attended several of their workshops just because I want the knowledge, right? And I highly endorse them, but I encourage you to go get educated, right? Whether you use them or not. the idea is, and obviously I think you should, but whether you use them or not, you always need that education, because there's no place you're going to go out. You're going to get confused. All of us get really confused. I mean, I've helped people with the aid in attendance benefit before the change.
Yeah.
And I mean, believe it or not, before you guys were doing that as much, when you were dealing mostly with the young families, mm-hmm. I was sending people to a lady in Washington, D.C. Because she's the one that really understood it, and I could endorse what she was up to.
Yeah, you know who, and that's the information is information, regardless of who you're using. I mean, especially that's a federal benefit, so it doesn't matter where you send them in that scenario. And that's the beauty of what we do. We do a lot of talking on the phone, initial consultations for free, and I never even charge anybody because it's like, oh, you're ready. This is what you need. And I'm really glad to help. We have that ability. It's, you know, of course we're in it for the money. We're a law firm in Newport Beach.
Sure.
But when you
and you've got families to support.
Yes, but when you
right?
can do well by doing good, that's the good feel goods. And we're not overwhelmed with just doing free work, but we do enjoy doing that. It's some of our favorite stuff to do because, the relief that people get. Because we don't sell products like that, or it's not just, oh, you need a trust. That's not always the case. Sometimes you need a care agreement. Sometimes you don't need anything. Sometimes you just need a power of attorney. Sometimes you just need to listen. And that's really what it comes down to, and direct them to the right place.
And that's what I love about the firm, is that it's not just about, hey, we need to billable hours. That's
no.
not the issue. And being that, you know, you did a great segue there, because in our next segment, we're going to chat a little bit about trusts. Mm-hmm. And an outdated AB trust. What the heck does that mean? We're going to chat with Jonathan about that one. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We're going to also talk about paperwork and a mortgage. Do you really need all that paperwork? There might be some programs out there right now where you don't even have to do much paperwork. Again, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp. And unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Why is so much paperwork required to get a mortgage? That's the subject of the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by Blue Water Credit. If you have a credit report, and you do, if it's wrong, and it is, Blue Water will help you solve that problem. And you might even talk to our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They might even help pay for it. Just throwing that out there. When buying a home today, why is there so much paperwork mandated by lenders for a mortgage loan application? It seems like they need to know everything about you. Yeah, it feels, you know, getting a mortgage is kind of like a colonoscopy. It's just not a pleasant process. Three separate sources to validate each and every entry on the application form. Buyers are being told by friends and family the process was 100 times easier when they bought their home 10 to 20 years ago. They are correct. We had a two-step loan process back then. If you can fog a mirror, that's first step. And the second step is sign here. Pretty simple. Two very good reasons that the loan process is much more onerous on today's buyers than perhaps any other time in history. Number one, the government has set new guidelines that demand that the bank proves beyond any doubt that you are indeed capable of paying the mortgage. Number two, the banks don't want to be in the real estate business. That means they don't want to foreclose on the property. They don't want to take it back. Good news, though, the housing crash that mandated the banks be extremely strict on paperwork requirements also allowed you to get a low mortgage interest rate, right? And we are seeing interest rates dropping dramatically, I should tell you this morning. Actually, they went up a little bit today, but that's just kind of misleading. So Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage rate this morning. They said 3.84%. It was at 3.82 last week. Again, that's the perfect mortgage, so just remember that. I did see somebody on from our team just got locked 3.90. Okay, so it's out there. Instead of concentrating on additional paperwork required, let's be thankful that we're able to buy a home at historically low rates. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? That is the question today. That's Blue Water Credit. They're the ones that solve that problem for you. Chatting this morning, Jonathan Johnson. Easy for me to say. Jonathan Johnson.
I know my parents hated me.
Just call you JJ.
JJ. I get that a lot.
Do you really?
And basically, in the office, I get JJ.
Okay.
Not outside of it.
Not outside. Okay. So.
And I ask JJ. He doesn't.
There you go. As long as they don't call you Mikey, it's okay, right?
True.
So, you know, for many, many decades, I always heard about this AB trust.
Yeah.
And then I saw in the notes it's outdated.
Well, not all. No. That's a great question. And for me, a lot of people think, oh, my estate plan is expired, or I moved states, and now I have to get a new one. That's not necessarily true. What outdates your trust is it stops doing what you want it to do. If you can't feel comfortable to go out and base jump and die, and then leave that your whole family's situation in the hands of that trustee, and know that everything's taken care of correctly, you should probably have it looked at. The AB trust is actually a good thing, but it's in California specifically kind of problematic for capital gains. Traditional estate planners like to split the trust into two to avoid estate tax. Well, estate tax is really not an issue for 99.999% of the population out there. Can pass up to $23 million to.
Yeah, that's a pretty good size, John.
To your next kid as a married couple, a little over 11.3 as a single. And in the state of California, we are what's called a you can get what's called a community property state, and then you can call what gets called a double step up in basis from your house if you leave it to your spouse. It's not to get overly complicated, but in essence, if one spouse passes, and then the other spouse,
I would say probably when one passes.
Yeah, when exactly.
When I think they're going to, unless they found a new way out.
When one spouse passes. They leave everything to the remaining spouse.
Sure.
And that's fine. And then that remaining spouse passes 10 years later, and they still have the house and leave it to the kids. The kids get the step up in basis for half from the time that dad passed, half of the house from the dad time dad passed to the time mom passed, and then they get the full step up on mom's half. So there's actually going to be a capital gains for those kids because of that difference between the time when dad died and mom died. What was a very nice plan for an estate tax is kind of a nightmare for capital gains tax. And so unless you choose or write in what's called the Clayton election to preserve that double step up, you've got an outdated estate plan that'll cause your family a lot in capital gains. So we've been doing a lot of trust modifications lately for surviving spouses to remedy that. Finally, there's many reasons to split the assets in two upon the first death. But most people don't need that. And so what you want to do is modify it where nothing really happens upon the first death. It just goes to the remaining spouse. But unless you have some family issues, blended families, or concerns about somebody taking advantage of the surviving spouse, or you do have an estate tax issue, then it's really good to do that. But you still want to choose the Clayton election, which allows that double step up if you are going to split.
So how often should I be having my trust reviewed?
You know, there's really not a set timeline. If you you're happy with all your trustees and those type of things. However, law changes happen and you don't realize it. So
right.
I would say
I don't want to know it.
Yeah,
I want to know you.
That's the nice thing about dealing with law firms who work on these type of things, because they're constantly updating and they're constantly looking at their client base and saying, hey, you need to come in for a trust review. We like a trust review every 3 years.
Okay.
And we don't charge for those type of things in our firm. Some attorneys do, and it's not to, hey, we need to sell you something else. And in fact, a lot of times it's just, how's it going? We want that relationship. But mainly the laws are constantly changing.
Sure.
And this was a big change, actually, and it hasn't changed recently. It's actually the Clayton election has been around a long time, but traditional estate planners or ones that do multiple different types of law just kind of use their old format, and it's not bad. It still avoids probate, but it's really not the best plan that you can get. Everything we're designed to do is to minimize taxes and keep you out of court.
So my reference to most folks listening has always been that. Have your trust, make sure you have a trust, number one. And secondly, have it reviewed on a regular basis. So we can tell them every 3 years.
Yeah.
But I've also said if you have a new child or grandchild, change marital status.
Yeah. Or the people in charge you're not really happy with, they've passed, there's health issues. But this AB trust situation, I don't want you to panic, but at the same time, too, it's only too late if both have passed. If you're both alive, it's great. It gets a little more complicated if one has passed. A lot of people don't realize after their spouse passed that they have to even do anything with their trust, and they're actually out of compliance. They are actually supposed to go and split it into two different trusts, have their assets appraised, move that all separate, and it's called trust administration after the first death. The whole purpose of doing that was for estate tax, but you don't even have that anymore. So it's really important that you review your trust if your loved one has passed recently.
So if I have a trust that I created when my kids were born in the late 80s, it's probably outdated or it needs to be reviewed.
Yeah, it does. It should be reviewed every few years.
Okay. So that's so what are the changes that we've seen in the laws? Anything else big, exciting that we need to know about?
Well, there's no changes yet, but California is talking about bringing in their own estate tax, of course, because
why wouldn't they?
Tax, yeah. And that is actually a lot lower than the 11.3 million. It's actually a little over 11.4. But it's a lot lower. And so, estate attorneys everywhere will be jumping for joy to go do exactly opposite of what I'm talking about and make sure that there's a split AB split planning. But you do need to have that Clayton election in there for the double step up in basis.
Great information. If you want more information from Jonathan Johnson, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.